Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day to experience you, to enjoy you, and to be enlightened by your great love, Father God, so that we can be the new creations you've made us to be. Thank you. Commit the day to you. Establish our thoughts, attitudes, and actions in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, family. The light of life this morning is Galatians 6 from verse 14 to 16.
May my only boast be found in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. In him I have been crucified to this natural realm, and the natural realm is dead to me and no longer dominates my life. Whether a man is circumcised or uncircumcised is meaningless to me. What really matters is the transforming power of this new creation life. And all those who live in agreement with this standard will have true peace and God's delight, for they are the Israel of God.
Hallelujah. Praise God that we the Israel of God, and we desire and we long for the true peace, and we stay in that true peace because God delights in us, and he has done everything for us to have life and life in abundance. So it's just so beautiful coming boldly to the throne of grace and mercy every day, what we're doing, and then just developing on schedule and taking that light that we receive, we take it into this world, this natural realm. We are taking the supernatural beauty of the love of God that has come into the natural, into our work situation, into our home, into whatever we're doing. Whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. So what is so beautiful to see that we boast and we shine in what has happened for us in the cross, and what has happened for us through the cross, through the Father's love in Jesus, been made new creations. And he says that's what matters, new creations, not all this whether I'm circumcised or not circumcised, what church do I belong to. We need to just see ourselves. We belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore we are his church, his temple. He's the army of the Lord, the soldiers of the Lord. And this is on a daily basis. We take up the cross. What was the cross? Our old man died, we died to the natural realm, and we have been brought into the spirit. We are now new creations. And this new creation is God's idea, and his idea and his thoughts towards us is as numerous as the sea sand. And so his thoughts are new every day. So we draw close and we take hold of the goodness, the abundant life, the plan that he has for us, the name that is written in heaven for us. And that's what we partake of now, this new walk with the Lord and bringing about his light, bringing about his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So that's what it's all about, guys. And that's where he says we find our peace, and we are God's delight, and we are the Israel of God, the people of God. So this is God's heart. From the beginning for Israel and for all the nations, for all the Gentiles, we are partaking of that, and it's blessing and it's encouraging us, enlightening us, and then we now take it into the world and we experience that love as God watches over us, protects us, and we shine like lights in the world as we encourage this goodness that has come. And we say it's not just it's for us, we are partaking of it, we enjoy it, but it's for everyone. So stop playing around, you know, come out of the nonsense, come out of all the laws that man put on you, and partake of the love that God has made available to us. Amen.
Amen.